37.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
That's going to be a great class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two. We broadcast from 9 o'clock Central Time through to 11 o'clock Central Time. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's some articles on the website I'd like to suggest that you consider reading. The website is USAprepares.com. Gun companies refuse sales to state governments with strict gun laws. That's one. Gun dealers report shortages of ammunition. That's another one. New Hampshire House votes to vote themselves free ski passes. Can you imagine that? In Olympia, Washington, this one's pretty frightening. Gun law proposed to allow cops to inspect your house if you have what they call an assault weapon. Every year. They can come visit you every year. Our daughter wanted to adopt an animal in Virginia, so she went to the SPCA to rescue an animal. And they said, okay, we're going to have to come check out your house and make sure that it meets our standards. And we're going to have to visit you every year so that you can adopt this animal. She told them to take a hike. Good for her. Missouri lawmakers are feeling the heat over proposed assault weapon ban. And they're getting called from people all over the country. So those are a few articles that you might want to consider reading on USAprepares.com. Next, right now, survival communications, truth or scare, part two. Last week we discussed health implications of electromagnetic radiation. You know I'm concerned about it. That's AM radio, FM radio, television, walkie-talkies, cell phones, and all other radio communications. Okay. But what about the radio frequency signals around us that can inconvenience us? Do you have a keyless remote for your car? How about for your TV? Stereo? DVR? We're going to be learning about the technology and some of the nuisances that interfering technologies can cause to us. We're going to talk about what can go wrong and why. That's today's class, Interference, Nuisances, and Safety. With me in the broadcast classroom is Bert Bertonis from Silicon Valley, California. He's an electrical engineer. He's a designer, a patent holder, an expert witness. He designs wireless and network communication infrastructure, and some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and customers. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Thanks, Vince. Glad to be back, and it looks like you're creating quite a stir. We've heard out here in California about this Missouri gun bill, and also they are listing websites and talk show hosts. They didn't put USA Prepares by name, but obviously you're one of them, so looks like that's getting a lot of publicity, even out here.
Well, Bert, I know that you have a firearm for your protection, and what happened is there's a guy by the name of Rory Ellinger, E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, and this guy is a gun-confiscating Missouri state representative. So he has this bill before the House to confiscate what he calls assault weapons. And there's a list of the features that these weapons have. And it also includes shotguns with pistol grips. So, I mean, this is a pretty broad confiscation. Now, this is not registration. This goes way beyond registration. This is, they want to steal your guns. They want to steal magazines that are over 10 rounds. Now, I don't know anybody, honestly, who has a AR-15 with a less than 10-round magazine. Because you used to be able to buy these magazines for $6 for the 30-round ones, the used military ones, the ones that work. Well, he wants to confiscate them. But actually, you can destroy it yourself. You can cut it with a torch, you know, hire a bulldozer to run over yours, cut it in half, render it useless, or ship it out of state. You can do any of those things. Or you can turn it into the government. And they will confiscate it. And if you don't, within 90 days of this bill becoming law, you will become a Class C felon. Now, felons are not allowed to have concealed carry permits. So the idea is they want to make sure that not only do you lose your guns, your protection, but they want to make you felons so you can't carry concealed weapons. What I did was I gave out the telephone numbers of Rory Ellinger, his cell phone number. And it caused a real problem for me on the afternoon broadcast. The radio station does not like the fact that I did it. And they said that, they asked me if it was fair. And I said, absolutely it's fair. So I may have afternoons off. And that's okay with me. Because I love being on Genesis Communications Network. Genesis is great. They don't tell us what to say and what not to say. That's not always the case in radio. But let me give you some phone numbers. Class, if you want to call these guys, these gun grabbers who want to steal property, and it's coming to a state near you. Roy Ellinger wants to steal all your guns, all your handguns. And he's just adopted a boilerplate document from the feds, I believe. Here's his phone number, 314-640-0095. 314-640-0095. And Jill Shupp, she is the co-sponsor of this bill, 314-517-6505. 314-517-6505. Who joined in? The NRA joined in. And who else? Gun Owners of America. And talk show hosts all over the country are joining us. And we started it, no question about it. I got the cell phone numbers and I published it on our website. And it's been picked up and people are running with it. So if you want, just type in Rory Ellinger, cell phone, and you'll see the link that goes right back to us here at USAPrepares.com. So you're right, we caused some problems in the Missouri State House, and they are calling it a firestorm. Their words, not mine. So I'm happy I did it. I am. I'm happy I did it. And we actually may have stopped gun confiscation in the United States of America, because New York rolled over like it was nothing. And it was either Texas or us next. They picked on us. And we did not roll over, and we resisted. And now these state representatives are feeling the pain because we singled them out and we called them one at a time, and we haven't let up. So I suggest you do it. Keep calling, and you may actually, by calling your representatives and our representatives here in Missouri, you may actually stop gun confiscation in the United States of America. So it's an important project, that homework project that you've been assigned, class. You've got the numbers. Go to usapreparers.com. You will see the articles on the website, and you'll see the audio and the video of KMOV interviewing Rory Ellinger and Jill Shupp talking about gun confiscation and how some pro-gun websites, and I think they're talking about us, usapreparers.com, have published the names and the phone numbers. So let's talk about problems with cars and the keyless entry systems that cars are now using, Bert.
Sure. That's probably one of the most common of the interference problems that we're experiencing right now, and it's kind of interesting. So just to kind of summarize what's going on is that car remotes work on an RF frequency. It's about 312, 315 megahertz. And it's very low power, so it's operating at low signal levels. There's no health danger. It's very low signal. But the problem is when it's a low signal, that makes it more susceptible to interference from stronger signals that might not even be on the same frequency. So basically what's occurring is people just simply can't get into their cars. And in many cars, they also can't start them because the button on your dashboard that you push, you only can push it to start. charge your car if you activated your car with the remote to get into it to begin with. So they've tracked down some of the different problems. Some have been solved, some haven't. I understand you've had a problem right there in Springfield, Missouri, and I don't think that one's been solved yet, but there is a radio tower right overlooking the parking lot, so I think it's a pretty good guess it is an RF interference problem. I don't know, has there been any update on that, Vince?
Not that I know of, Bert, but I know that you've come up with the answer as to you know, the highest probability of what the problem is. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. But I was on the morning broadcast at 8 o'clock, and one of the ladies who is the broadcaster there was telling me that her friend pulled into that parking lot, got out of her car, and couldn't get back in. Her car had to be towed out of that parking lot in Springfield, Missouri, Kohl's parking lot, and they towed the car a safe distance away from this parking lot, and everything was fine. So they know it's the parking lot. They know it's electromagnetic radiation, and I don't know if they've pinpointed the exact source, but we know what it is. It's this electromagnetic radiation that is, well, tell us how it works so that our class can understand the third harmonic.
Well, that's the case in Florida, so I'll get to that in a second. But basically, what it is because it's a very low signal level, then other signals that actually have small amounts of energy in that frequency band can spill over. So if you have a signal that's, say, 100 or 1,000 times stronger to begin with, there might be, say, 1/100th of that power getting into the 312 megahertz channel, but that's still enough to overwhelm the tiny bit of energy from your little keyless remote entry. Now, the most fascinating case of all, I think, and there's just been many, many of these across the country, is the one in Hollywood, Florida, last year. And in that case, it turned out that a bootleg FM radio station operating upstairs in a little storefront in that shopping center was the cause of the interference. And you say, well, gee, you know, if you said the keyless remote was 315 megahertz, why was a radio station at 105 megahertz interfering with it? And so it gets a little technical, but an FM radio broadcasts using nonlinear amplifiers, and they actually create square waves before they get filtered.
Bert, hold that thought. Hold that thought about the nonlinear amplifiers, the FM transmitters, and how the third harmonic can be picked up by these keyless remotes and interfered with. I'm Ben Finelli. Bert Bertonas, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back talking about all kinds of problems that you can have if you have electronics in your life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the first vacationer, or the vacationer, goes skiing and shuts down Aspen's airspace. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine showing up someplace and shutting down the airspace just because you and your children arrived there? And that's what happened when the first vacationer decided to go on vacation again. Bert Bertonis is with me, and we're talking about nuisances. So you pull your car into a parking lot in Florida, and it won't start. So what was going on in Florida, Bert?
Well, so it was quite interesting. Several different brand cars were affected. It seemed to hit Lexus owners the worst. They were most prone to this problem. So in a nutshell, there was an underground radio station broadcasting Caribbean and reggae music at 104.7 FM. It was illegal. And so, again, getting a little technical, FM radio is created with a square wave. And a square wave, for those that remember their calculus or trigonometry, contains infinite harmonics at odd numbers. So if you're at 105, you also have a little energy at 3 times 105, 5 times 105, 7 times 105, the third being the strongest of those. And normally, in a real professional FM radio station, they filter the signal so those never get out to the antenna. But if you're a bootleg station, you're already breaking the law. You're not really going to care about filtering your signal. And that's exactly what happened. So they were jamming at 315 megahertz,
And it took a while for the FCC to get involved and identify the source of the interference. And when they did, of course, they confiscated the station and took away the equipment. By the way, they never did find the owner of it. The person who owned the store said some guy was just paying him $100 a month to put his transmitter there. And after that was taken away, the interference ended.
Really interesting. You know, there's a network owner, and I won't give you his name, but I know this guy. And what he did was he taught people how to set up microtransmitters all over the country. So what would happen is people would pick up broadcasts just like this one. As a matter of fact, this broadcast probably is being picked up and retransmitted in small communities all over the country. And I don't know who these people are. I've never met them. But they just like the information, and they want to make sure their neighbors get it. So they just get, 100 milliwatt transmitter, which is perfectly legal. You can transmit 100 milliwatts or less without an FCC license, and feed it with a signal. But what we're talking about is way over 100 milliwatts, aren't we, Bert?
Sure. This was probably, I'm going to guess, around 50 watts or so. Of course, regular broadcast stations are much stronger, all the way up to, in some cases, 50,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so,
go ahead.
So what we have is some guy just having fun with an FM transmitter, and he's causing cars to not start and cars to not unlock with their keyless remotes. Now, I don't have one of those vehicles. My vehicles all have keys that you put in, and you can turn in the door and in the ignition switch. However, I do have some keyless remotes for the vehicles, and you just push the button and it will lock or unlock. But I can still use the key to get in, a physical key to turn the cylinder and unlock the vehicle, and also do the same thing with my ignition. I really don't want a push button start. I really don't want that, because I know of the potential for problems with the electronics like that. Now, what about cell phones? What about cell phone jammers? Can you tell us a little bit about how those devices can be a nuisance to us also?
Okay, well, first of all, they're illegal, just to be clear. The only person allowed to transmit on cellular frequencies are the cellular operator or the handsets that are connected to that cellular operator.
All right, let's talk about that in a minute. Cell phone jammers, yeah, they're illegal, but, you know, people have been buying them because they want a peaceful night at the restaurant without hearing cell phone conversations. So people have bought them, and they just turn them on, and cell phones don't work. We'll be right back. Bert Bertonis, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
This is your call to action. Until you survive. Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This can be slide in.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Missouri has a state representative, Rory Ellinger. He's our national disgrace. And alongside Rory Ellinger is Jill Shoup, another national disgrace. I'm going to give you their phone numbers. You can call them and tell them they're fired. They want to confiscate your guns. Cell number for Rory Ellinger, 314-640-0095. 314-640-0095. And Jill Shoup, her cell phone number, 314-517-6505. Now, when you call a Missouri state rep, or when they call you, you will see that the phone number is blocked. So you can't get their number. So if you want to do the same thing, just star 67, that works on CenturyTel, and they won't be able to see your number. Turnabout is fair play in my book. Bert Bertonis is with us, and Bert, you know, I mentioned that we would talk about cell phone jammers, but are we done with the RF problem in Florida? Because you mentioned Lexus owners, but what about Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, and Chrysler?
Oh, no, pretty much every car with a keyless entry is going to be affected, and they all use RF. It was just that particular frequency fell right into the channel that Lexus was using, and it was maybe just slightly outside of some of the other frequencies. So it just turned out to be more Lexus. But no, it's pretty much every car that uses a RF keyless entry will have that problem potentially.
All right, so here's my question regarding that. Is this technology built by one or two or just a few companies? And so if Lexus wanted that technology, they would go to, let's say, the ABC company. And if Chrysler wanted it, they would go to the ABC company. And if General Motors wanted it, they would go to the ABC company. And they would say, okay, here's the frequency we want to use, and here are some of the codes, the sequences that we want to use. Is that the way this works?
Well, that's sort of how it works, but that's not really the problem. The problem is that the channels that you're allowed to use are assigned by the FCC, and it has nothing to do with the coding you're using. It's simply the effect of having a stronger signal overwhelm the very weak signal emanating from your little handheld keyless remote. So the coding really doesn't apply. It's just that that's the frequency that the FCC allocated to use, and if we start using some other frequency bands, potentially there might be some that are immune. I think it was particularly bad choice to make it three times the FM radio band, because that's one of the strongest signal sources out there, a radio station. So that didn't turn out to be very good, and in the future maybe the FCC will open up some other frequencies, but right now as far as I know, pretty much all of them work in that frequency band.
Brett, I've been in meetings with you and technical discussions with you, and I've seen how you operate, and I cannot imagine a conversation, if you were the consultant involved with, let's say, Lexus or General Motors thinking about implementing this technology, I can't imagine this discussion going more than 3 or 4 minutes with you not asking, okay, what frequency are we talking about? And then you saying, wait a minute, that's the third harmonic of the FM, you know, middle of the FM band. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah,
I can't imagine that discussion not...
Yeah, I think it started being used for garage door openers, and pretty much not too many people have their garage door underneath an FM radio station, so there weren't too many problems. But obviously in parking lots, that's in a shopping center, that's a different situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so if we look at what do we do about it, is there something that we can do? For example, if I were one of those car owners in Florida or in Springfield, Missouri, and I had one of these cars and I had one of these keyless remotes, what would I do to get it to work? Would I get it closer to the receiver within the car? Would I point it in my windshield? What would I do?
Well, in some cases that could help, but if the problem is that the FM radio station is just overwhelming your car, there's not much you can do. You can't shield your car's receiver, because then you're not going to pick up the remote. But let me say that the case in Florida was an illegal station, but mm-hmm. a very much more powerful legal station could still have just as much third harmonic. In other words, if it's 1,000 times stronger and then filtered 1,000 times better, you're at the same level. So really, it's going to evolve, and I think there are some other frequencies that potentially they can use in the future, but I have a feeling it's not going to go away, the problem.
Yeah. Okay, so in my case, if I were buying a new vehicle, and I can't imagine that happening because, you know, my daily driver is a 1994 truck, I can't imagine needing a new vehicle. It's perfectly... It's perfectly satisfactory. It's only got a few hundred thousand miles on it. Works great, no rust, because we take care of our vehicle. So I'm not looking for a new one. But if I were, I don't think I would want one of these keyless entries. I just wouldn't buy one with that for those reasons. Well, let's talk about cell phone jammers. Now, I've read articles in the past where people go to the restaurant and they say, you know, I just can't stand it. You go to these crowded restaurants and you want to have a private meal with your sweetheart, and, or a quiet meal with your sweetheart, and people are on the phone yakking away, and it's a nuisance. So cell phone jammers came out and people started using them, legal or illegal. They were deployed. How do they work?
Well, basically they transmit a signal in the cellular frequency band. Typically, it will be in the band that's used for receiving at the handset, and that's the easiest band. There's usually two frequencies, one that the handset transmits, one that the handset receives, and there's two major cell phone bands, one around 800 megahertz and another around 1900 megahertz, so a good jammer would cover both of those bands. And then, in a nutshell, what they do is just have a signal source that sweeps over the total band from one end to the other at a very fast rate. So it's basically creating noise in the band. And basically it does it in a very small package with a little cell phone antenna, and you can hide it or bring it in, you know, bring it in your backpack on the bus with you. And they generally work quite effective, but they are illegal because it's a illegal transmitter in that band. By the way, one of the best uses where it saved lives is in Iraq, where a lot of the roadside bombs are detonated through cell phones. So it's pretty much standard practice now when convoys go through some of the bad areas, they turn on their cell phone jammers to jam all the cell phone communications so that the convoy can get through without getting blown up.
I love it. I love it. So, Bert, if I were concerned about somebody planting a bomb on my car and having it detonated with a cell phone, if it were legal, I could use a cell phone jammer to interrupt that signal. Is that correct?
You could, but I mean, there's a lot of other ways to detonate bombs, so I wouldn't dwell just on that. So hopefully nobody's out to get you, Vince.
Well, I have a friend. I have a friend who was telling me that he got out of testifying in a court hearing. He's a radio broadcaster on the East Coast, and he got out of court, got in his car, and put the key in to unlock it rather than use the remote. Got in it, used the key to start his vehicle, pulled into a convenience store to get some fuel and get a soda or something, and decided, shoot, I need to lock the car. So he hits the button, and his car blows up.
Yeah, that reminds me of the scene from Casino, which actually was a true story, where the casino owner goes in his car and turns the ignition, and the car blows up, but it had a steel seat that saved his life.
Yeah.
A steel plate on the seat.
Yeah. Okay, so cell phone jammers are illegal. What other uses? Are they used in prisons?
Yes, that's actually a big use because the second most smuggled item in prison are cell phones for all kinds of nefarious purposes to use, sometimes just to talk to their friends, more often to up to no good, and for whatever reason, they can't stop smuggling them. So they implement cell phone jammers. And now there's basically a big debate going on is who has authority. Is it local police? Is it the FCC? Another case here in the Bay Area in San Francisco a year ago, there was a protest being held in BART, which is our rapid transit train system. And the BART police implemented cell phone jammers to prevent the protesters from being able to call each other or text each other and say where the protest was moving to. And that unleashed a big public debate over who has authority, if anybody, to disrupt your cell phone communications, including on a train system.
Settled. It's really interesting how the government says, hey, you guys over there, you can't do these things. You can't own AR-15s. But we can. And, you know, I've seen boxes of ammunition, Bert, that say for law enforcement use only. Okay, boxes of ammunition. And what are they? They are penetrator ammunition in .223 for the AR-15s that will go through steel. For law enforcement use only. Now, what do they need those for? What I'm saying is there's two sets of rules. They get rules, and or there are rules that apply to us, but not to them. And that's why so many people distrust the government. They're using cell phone jammers, which are absolutely illegal for us to use. And, Bert, what about this? One of our instructors was telling me, he will remain nameless, was telling me about something that would jam a GPS cell phone signal. So, for example, all of these cell phones now, I believe, have GPS location circuitry and software in them. And this GPS cell phone jammer will jam that capability. Do you know about that? And let's talk about that on the other side of this break. Can your GPS system be jammed by a person who has his own cell phone for his own purposes to jam his own cell phone? We'll be right back. Bert Bertonis, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I've got a lot of questions about this. I'm fascinated by it. And I hope you don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free 1-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at RNAfreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit RNAfreesample.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Classy. Commercial breaks give me an opportunity to catch up on my reading. And during the commercial break, I had a chance to check email. And Morgan Clements, he's the owner of GlobalIncidentMap.com. That is the same map that is used by governments all over the world to see what's happening all over the world. It's a flat map of the world, and it has blinking icons of all kinds of bad things that are happening. Rioting, chemical spills, radiation leaks, everything you can think of is on this map. And Morgan Clements is going to be giving away 2,000 full subscription, annual subscriptions at the Get Prepared Expo. They sell for about $200 a piece. He's giving away 2,000 of them. That's $400,000 worth of giveaways from one exhibitor at the Get Prepared Expo. He's been with us at many of our Get Prepared Expos. He's done this over and over again. It is an unbelievable map, globalincidentmap.com. We're going to give away 2,000 of those at the Get Prepared Expo. So your ticket will cost $15 for the entire weekend or $8 discounted for one day. There'll be about 70 seminars, and it's the biggest and best preparedness expo in the country. No kidding. Bert Bertonis is with us. I've got some questions about cell phones. I guess we're going to have to go quickly. How does it work, and is it legal to jam it, and how is it jammed?
Well, so basically, it is not legal to jam it. And you mentioned GPS and jamming GPS. One of the most fascinating stories is about a company called LightSquared, and I don't know if your listeners have heard of this. This is a $5 billion company that got permission from the FCC to experiment with a cell phone system using frequency bands right next to the GPS frequencies. $5 billion were invested in this company. In fact, Barack Obama was an investor before he ran for president. They made numerous political contributions, but after the first one was up and built and they tested it, they found out it completely shut down the GPS system. And their answer was to, well, let's just filter everybody's GPS receiver a little better. But, of course, you can't retrofit hundreds of thousands, probably millions of GPS receivers. And the company eventually declared bankruptcy. But it was a $5 billion company funded by a hedge fund in Reston, Virginia, and out of New York, actually, the financing. And they somehow got by the FCC by making the political donations, but eventually reason prevailed, and they were told you just can't operate what you're planning because the entire GPS system for the country would be interfered with.
Okay. So how are GPS signals jammed, and you said it's not legal to do it?
Well, in this case, actually, it was frequencies that were right next door, so to say, to the GPS mm-hmm. channels. But what happens is no filter can work perfectly, so there was enough energy that was getting into the GPS receivers, even though, you know, they might be cut down by 40 dB, which is 10,000, that still wasn't enough, and it was getting interfered with into the GPS frequencies. Now, if you want to intentionally interfere with GPS, that's pretty easy to do. It's just a few different frequencies, and you don't need a lot of power because those satellites are broadcasting from 23,000 miles away or you know, different distances away, and the signal levels are fairly low. So GPS is one of the easiest things to interfere with. So
okay, so it is possible that if a person has a cell phone, that person could disable the GPS locator on that cell phone by jamming it, but it is illegal. Is that correct?
It's illegal because basically the frequencies are licensed and you're not allowed to transmit in that frequency band unless you're the licensed user. You know, there are some frequencies where you are allowed to transmit and do whatever you want, but you have to have a certified product in that case. And jammers aren't allowed no matter what.
Bert Bertonis, USAPreparedness.com. I'm looking forward to having you at the Get Prepared Expo. I know you're trying to work that into your schedule. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And check out the website and call those state representatives and let them know what you think. Please be polite. And no calls after midnight, please. Bert, thanks so much.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.